Scientists have long been fascinated by how insects, tiny animals with even tinier brains, coordinate complex group actions. Colonies of weaver ants, for example, form living ladders with their bodies to knit together nests out of hanging leaves. New research out of Drexel University adds evidence to the idea that wasp colonies share a kind of distributed brain, allowing each wasp to cash in on the combined intelligence of its nest. Carolyn Beeler reports.
The story of these wasps, or why we care about them at least, starts with the story of us. Primates, monkeys, apes, and us humans, all have brains that are way bigger than most mammals when compared to body size. Brain tissue takes a ton of energy to make and maintain, which has led scientists to a central question.
So the question is, why? What are these big brains doing? What do you get for having a bigger brain?
That's Robert Seifert, a psychology professor at the University of Pennsylvania who studies the social behavior of monkeys in Africa. He says one way to understand why primate brains evolved to be so large is to look at how they live. Take chimpanzees.
These animals live their entire lives in highly complex social groups where animals form alliances. It's very much like a Jane Austen novel.
It's a competitive, hierarchical society formed from a mix of related and unrelated chimps.
You've got animals that are higher ranking, lower ranking, and these shifting alliances all present animals with an extremely complicated social problem.
The problem is figuring out and remembering who's allies with whom and who's still available for you to ally with to help you raise your kid or forage for food or warn you if a predator's nearby.
Among non-human primates and many mammals, social life got more and more complex. And as it got more complex, natural selection favored animals who could solve the problems posed by this complexity, that is, animals with bigger brains.
Brain growth was most pronounced in the frontal cortex, especially in humans and their predecessors. Seifert points to Lucy, a skeleton of one of the earliest human ancestors ever found. She lived 3.2 million years ago and had a brain about the size of a chimpanzee's, less than a third of the size of a modern human brain. Since this so-called social brain hypothesis was first introduced decades ago, brain size and social networks have been linked in a variety of large mammals. But invertebrates were another story.
We really didn't know what was happening with insect societies.
That's Drexel University professor Sean O'Donnell, who several years ago started collecting wasps from around the world to study their brains. He compared a specific portion of the brain in 6 species of solitary wasps to 23 species of wasps that live in colonies, and he published his results this summer.
What we found, to our surprise, was that not only did the insects not match the vertebrate pattern, they actually showed exactly the opposite pattern.
That is, brain sections responsible for complex cognition were actually smaller in wasps that lived in colonies than those that lived on their own. O'Donnell thinks this difference between vertebrates and invertebrates, or wasps at least, can be chalked up to how their societies are formed.
A wasp society starts off with a single female founding a new colony and then having a bunch of offspring that then stick around and help her rear further sets of offspring. So the colony grows basically like a family grows.
This giant genetically related family unit works more cooperatively than primate societies, without all the complicated alliances of an episode of Survivor.
If the larvae are hungry and demanding food, if the nest is damaged and you need to collect materials to repair it, you don't necessarily have to figure that out on your own.
O'Donnell sees these tightly related wasp colonies as a kind of extended nervous system. Each wasp shares the distributed cognition of the nest, so each individual wasp brain can afford to be smaller. So to recap, primates need big brains to deal with everyone else's drama. But wasp brains get to be smaller when they live with others because they share brain power with the rest of the colony. So does this mean anything for us humans? Boston University biology professor James Tornello thinks it may help explain an aspect of the evolution of our brains.
Most people are aware that over the last 200,000 years, human brains have increased very dramatically.
But starting about 10 to 20,000 years ago, around the time agricultural societies began to form, human brains started to shrink. According to one estimate, they've lost about the size of a tennis ball.
That is as fascinating as why human brains became large in the first place. So we think that social insects give us a great opportunity to try to address that question.
Tranello does research similar to O'Donnell's on ants, and he believes that human brains, just like insects, started to lose mass as our increasingly complex societies began to make decisions collectively.
It's like the society is thinking for the individual, and therefore you don't need as much neural tissue to make such decisions because they're being made at a different level through a different mechanism.
This parallel between insect and human brain evolution is just a theory. But while he works to prove or disprove it, Tranello likes to think about how our brains will change over the next several thousand years. As more of the memory and problem-solving functions our brain used to handle get taken over by the cloud. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.